This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Syria on the BetRivers Network.
Well, hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Serie A podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. You're with Dan Roebuck alongside me, freelance Italian football journalist Daniele Fisichella. Another profitable week last week, Daniele. I think this is three or maybe even four on the spin. We're sort of just nudging up into the green.
Which yeah, I mean, good. after the crisis at the beginning, that we are getting back. That's all we like.
Week 10 to preview. We've got five choices. We've got a parlay as well, which is part of our official selections also. So look forward to that with Daniele right at the end. So stay with us for that. We're going to start with a mini success story here. And I'm reticent to say it because obviously Monza have got a bit of money, as we know. Awful start to the season, Daniele, but they've won three on the spin. What has changed, do you think, from Monza?
Well, first of all, it changed the manager, Raffaele Palladino. He was the youth coach manager. They gave him a chance, the first opportunity in Serie A for the former Juventus player, and he turned them around. He set them up a little bit more offensively, 3-4-3, the wing backs, especially Carlos Augusto, the Brazilian, is doing really, really well. And we always knew they had quality in midfield with the likes of Pessina, Sensi, Rovella, a proven goal scorer like Caprari up front. They just had to click, they just had to have a little bit more of confidence, and the results are coming. Three wins in a row, three clean sheets in a row, beat Juventus, Sampdoria and Spezia, and you know, they got 10 points, very deserved. Palladino's got the same wins in Serie A as Max Allegri, three. So, you know, it looks quite good, to be fair.
The wins have come at fairly big prices, plus 350, plus 200, plus 110. They're getting shorter. We're not looking for them to win their game. They take on Empoli on Saturday. They're plus 200. Empoli plus 150, draw plus 30 here. You've got a different angle in terms of the selection, Daniele. Explain it to us.
I think this is going to be a high-scoring game, at least more than two goals. And I'm going to go for the second half market in terms of goals. I'm going to go for over 1.25 goals in the second half, which is minus 125. So if there's only one goal in the second half, you lose half your stake. More than a goal in the second half, you win the full stake. This is an Asian line, by the way. Why did I go for this? Because I think Empoli have got a bad habit of conceding late. All the last three goals they conceded came after the 89th minute. They're a bit naive. This is the youngest or the second youngest team in Serie A. They like to attack. They are not very good at keeping the door shut. And this is something they're carrying on from last season. Empoli 1-1 at Torino last weekend. They got battered by Torino. If Torino had a centre forward or a good centre forward, they would have scored three or four at least in the first half. Then the Destro scored a wonder goal. But, you know, Milinkovic-Savic for Torino is a bit doubtful so far. Only two clean sheets for Empoli so far. The keeper has been one of the best, I must say, in the league. You know, and the opposition against Empoli, they hit the post or the bar six times. So a very lucky team, if you like, joint top with Salernitana and Roma. And Monza, by the way, since the rejuvenation with Palladino, they score a lot of second half goal against Juventus, two against Sampdoria, one against Spezia. So they tend to come out strongly also as well in the second half. Excuse me. That's why I go for over 1.25 goals in the second half, minus 125.
Is it a given that Monza are going to stay up now, do you think, Daniele? They're plus 400 to be relegated. Empoli are plus 200, incidentally. Monza by no means the favourites. They're not even the top five favourites. Do you think they're going to be safe now because of this mini run?
It's hard to say, but I think they hit the right form, if you like. And, you know, at the beginning of the season in our future show, we tipped them not to get relegated. If you look at the three newly promoted teams, Cremonese, Lecce, Cremonese hasn't yet won a game. Lecce hasn't kept a clean sheet either. They are struggling, and Monza have got a better squad. So I would say at least they got two teams that at the moment are worse than them.
Let's move on to the Turin derby, which is Saturday, locally 6 p.m. Torino plus 220, Juventus plus 200. So there's not a lot to choose between them in the prices. The draw plus 230 here, over and unders minus 113, over minus 120 under. So again, it's very, very close. A word on Juve first. They were deservedly beaten in the Champions League in midweek in Israel. I mean, that's an incredible result, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, absolutely. But that's what Maccabi Haifa deserved, because he had the right approach. It looks like Juventus almost didn't prepare the game really well. They should have known that Maccabi Haifa are dangerous if they cross the ball from wide areas. They should have known that the goal scorers score two. You know, he can shoot from distance. Maccabi Haifa are a very physical side. So, you know, really Juventus didn't create pretty much anything. If against Milan, they play well for 50 minutes, well, against Maccabi Haifa, maybe they play well for 3 minutes. Then once Di Maria got injured, very unlucky, but then you'll have to ask Juventus management, is it very a good strategy to invest on a 35-year-old with a history of injuries? You know, he's been missing a lot of games. So once Di Maria came out, the light went on completely. Vlahovic is completely isolated. But also, you know, the marking from Juventus, if you look at the first goal from Maccabi, Rugani is marking two men, the runs that they make, the ones that they don't make, it all looks wrong. You know, this looks like there is a complete disconnect between the players and the manager. The manager, Allegri, thinks they just need to work harder. Now they've sent them in Ritiro, which is a Italian punishment. Basically, everyone is locked in their five-star hotel at the training camp. Does it work? I'm not sure. Sure, it's not the team spirit that is lacking. It is the ideas, and also some of the key players are really letting the managers down. Winless Juventus in the first four away games this season in Serie A. Lost at Maccabi Haifa, lost in Paris. It's already 6 games without a win. Played off the park by a very average Milan, I would say, at the weekend. Milan didn't do anything exceptional apart from scoring, taking the chances. 12 for shot on target Juventus in Serie A, 8th attack. Things really haven't worked so far. Anywhere else in the world, Allegri will be sacked. Not a Juventus, who got a lot of financial issues. He's in a huge contract until 2025. He's been chosen by Allegri. Looks like they're sticking with him.
Yeah, it's a theme, and everybody knows about it, and nothing's going to be done about it. We think at the moment it might be different if they're beaten in the derby. You're going for a draw in this one. Torino without a win in four. What's the thought process here? You're looking for goals as well, Daniele?
I'm going to go for draw with goals. So 1-1, 2-2 and over, which pays amazingly, plus 350. But I'm only going to put a half a unit here, such the price is so big. Why? Because I think Torino are a team that's going to trouble Juventus. They are aggressive. They play good football. As I said before, they would have deserved to beat Empoli. And at home, when they play at home, and this is a home game, they are to beat. Okay, they don't find the net all a lot. You know, only 4 teams have scored less than them are at home. But it is a team that I think is going to smell blood, if you like. They're going to be after Juventus, they're going to be very aggressive, and I think they're going to have perhaps most of the ball. Torino are top for possession in the opposition half because they press so high and they recover the ball really, really well. Why did they go for a draw with goals? You know, in the last 5 derbies of Derby La Mole, Derby Torino, 3 wins for Juve, 2 draws. So, you know, Torino is not really getting the better of an average Juventus in the last few years. There might could be a reaction for Juve, so that's why I went for draw for goals. So if it's a draw, it's unlikely it's a nil-nil, considering the amount of chances that Torino normally creates. So let's try to be a little bit speculative. You know, draw with goals, plus 350, half a unit. So half of what you normally bet.
And just one last point on Juventus. They're plus 120 to make the top 4. Do you think that they will miss out? Are they worth a bet at plus 120? They were a lot shorter, of course, at the start of the season. Do you think they're going to turn it around?
They could, I think, but it all depends. Once Chiesa is back, see how Allegri makes them play. There is a big gap with the World Cup. You know, few players not going to the World Cup. We see probably the same Pogba is going to miss the World Cup. It all depends. They need to change. They need to change it completely and be harder to beat. You know, probably grind out a few 1-0 results, go back to the old Juventus style. It's a bit early to say they're going to miss on Champions League qualification, but yeah, for sure, they're not going to qualify for the next knockout round of the Champions League. That's for sure.
Let's move on to Atalanta versus Sassuolo. Now, last week we talked about Atalanta and Gasperini's side, and you said, look, you know, this is a game against Udinese that we might see the old Atalanta, and you are absolutely right. It's a 2-2 draw. You got the prediction spot on. But and I just thought, well, okay, now we're going to see Atalanta. We're probably going to see them score goals and goals and goals and goals and go back to it. But you think that might not be the case, at least in the first half in their game against Sassuolo?
Under one goal in the first half, that plays really well. +1.18. So if the first half finishes 0-0, you win +1.8. First half, there is only one goal, you get your money back. More than a goal, you lose. Why? Because I think Atalanta, if you look at the game against Udinese, in the first half, they were cautious. You know, it's only in the second half when Udinese had to attack because they were one goal behind that they find more spaces, but also conceded more. This Atalanta side, it's defensive, it's pragmatic. They got the joint best defense in Serie A with Lazio. They conceded 3 goals in 4 games at home, but in the first halves of Serie A, they haven't conceded a single goal. So it's a clean sheet in 9 first half because they don't go gung ho. They take it slowly, if you like. You know, they don't commit both fullbacks, and I think they still got a few scoring problems there, really. But you know, Lookman finding a couple of goals to obviously is a good news for them. Muriel scoring the first of his season at Udine, 20 points after 9 games for Atalanta. That's the first time they earned so many points. So you need to take them really, really seriously. Not playing in Europe, obviously, it's helping them. Sassuolo, not exactly the scoring machine that we've seen in previous years with the Zerbi first and then last year with Donizzi. I think the fact that they're missing Berardi, of course, is a factor. Against Inter, they created a bit, but in the end, you know, professional display from the Nerazzurri. Score only 11 goals in Serie A, although they are fourth for shots, Sassuolo. So it's not because they're lack of trying, it's because of a lack of a goal scorer, it's a lack of precision. There are some interesting players there, especially Lorienté. He could be the revelation, 23 years old. They got him from Lorient, very quick, pacey winger. I think it's going to be a good battle with the Atalanta fullbacks. But for this one, yeah, I mean, I think there's not going to be a lot of goals, especially initially. Under one goal in the first half, +1.28.
+1.28, under one goal in the first half. Let's hope that Lookman doesn't celebrate his goal as well.
Because the way he gets booked, the referee's very strict.
Unbelievable. Inter against Salernitana, which is Sunday locally, 12:30. Inter short price favourites, -225. Salernitana +860, big price this week. Draw +85, under and over is -108, -162 for unders. Inter involved in an unbelievable game in the Champions League against Barcelona. A 3-3 draw away at Barcelona on the face of it is a terrific result, but they should have won.
Of course.
They're probably still wondering how they didn't win, Daniel.
Yeah, if Aslani squares it to Mkhitaryan, it's 4-3, which is incredible. After Gosens have put them 3-2 and Lautaro 2-1, yeah, they should have won it like 5 times over that game. And, you know, it's a good performance from Inter. It's a great performance, you know, after going 1-0 down. Again, I think they're getting back that team spirit, that cohesiveness, doing the extra run for the teammate. They're scoring more goals. And, you know, they made Barcelona look a little bit average, I must say. Yes, Barcelona, a lot of passes, a lot of tiki-taka, but you can't play tiki-taka football if you haven't got the players, really. And, you know, I don't remember any miracle from Onana, to be fair. I remember a few balls that he spilled, but not many miracles. And in the end, Inter yet should have won. And, you know, obviously, the good news for them is now they are in the driving seat for qualifying for the knockout stages of the Champions League, playing without Lukaku, playing these 2 games against Barcelona without Brozovic. So, you know, credit to Inzaghi as well. But I think Inter, they're going to be fatigued. They're not going to be perhaps completely recovered from this tough game, and obviously the one from last week. They still concede goals because of positional mistakes of defenders. You know, the goals of Barcelona, they're not wonder goals. They are mistakes of the Inter defense who was set up to defend but forgot to mark the man. So, you know, they already conceded 14 in Serie A, which, by the way, the same as Salernitana. Only 4 teams have done worse. But they're gonna be confident for this game at San Siro. Look, last year it finished in the double header 10-0 for Inter, 5-0 there, 5-0 at San Siro. I think It's completely different Salernitana this time. Very much improved. Few players that are really playing really well. Dia, Koulibaly, Mazzocchi, who called up for the national team. They play really well against Juventus. So far, Salernitana got 10 points in the table. Last season at this stage, they had 4. Away form is good. 3 draws, 1 defeats. And, you know, they're keeping the ball well this time. They are 4th, Salernitana, for possession in the opposition half. So, you know, they recover the ball, they keep it. More than Inter, by the way. Inter is more of a counter-attacking team so far. I think they're going to struggle, Inter, here, maybe to break it down. I don't think they're going to win by a large margin. That's why I go for a Asian handicap for Salernitana plus 1.5, which is plus 100. So it basically doubles your stake. I'm going to just put alpha unit on this one, by the way. So I mean, basically means if Inter draws, you win. If Inter lose, you win. If Inter wins by one goal, you win, because you got the Asian handicap plus 1.5, plus 100.
I like this one. I think it's a good one. I think that the emotions after the midweek, it will just fall into the way that maybe they play, certainly the first 45 minutes. And if they get out of this with a 1-0 win, I think they'll be very happy with it. Just a word on Martinez, because I know you've got a second bet in this one here. We've talked about Lautaro before. He is a streaky striker. Yes. He doesn't score for 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. We talked about this in the season preview. Then suddenly it'll go 3 and 4 and he'll score in 4. So you like him to score at any time, Daniel?
Scoring any time, minus 120. Doesn't pay amazingly well, half a unit. Maybe because last season in that 10-0 overall against Salernitana, Lautaro scored 4 against them. And I think for players, these things count. They're on the back of the mind. He scored at the Camp Nou. He gave an assist to Gosens. And he had chances against Sassuolo as well last weekend. You know, amazing save from Consigli. Missed another chance by a few inches. So I think now he's getting into the mindset. Yes, he's a streaky striker. By the way, no Lukaku again for Inter. No Correa probably. So he's going to start for sure. He's going to be on penalties, I believe, unless it's Çalhanoğlu starting. Might be given a bit of a rest. So yeah, Martinez to find the net. Minus 120. Half a unit. And you know, I think this is a good tip also going into the World Cup. If you're looking at a World Cup goal scorers and stuff, see what kind of form Martinez gets there, and I think that might help you as well.
Finally, for the match previews, Sunday 3 o'clock locally, Lazio against Udinese, +125 Lazio, Udinese +225 draw, +250 over and unders here, -148 over, +108 under. Udinese, we went both teams scoring overs in their game last week against Atalanta that you got spot on. We are recording ahead of Lazio's game against Sturm in the Europa League, but the Europa League games and their Serie A games, the performances seem very different just in terms of of goals scored here. So you're looking at something similar from last week in this game at Olympico, Daniel.
Yeah, I'm going to look for a both to score and over 2.5 goals, which pays minus 109. And I'm going to put 2 units on this one because I think the price is not great. Last year, he finished 4-4. Udinese won the last 3 away games, and all Udinese 4 away games so far this season, all have been over 2.5 goals and both to score. They lost to Milan 4-2 in the first game. And, you know, let's talk about Udinese. They're in great form. They're a very fit team. They are unbeaten in 7, and they got a good habit of scoring late goals. You know, they recover 13 points from a trailing position this season, and is the best tally in Europe top 5 league. So they got behind, never mind, they go back and win or draw the game. They score 13 goals to Udinese in the second halves of season, so they're top in Serie A, but they play a Lazio side who's in really good form. 4 wins in a row, four clean sheet in Serie A. That's the best tally since 2015 when they were managed by Pioli, and they are the first ever Italian side to win 3 consecutive games in the league for 4-0. 4-0 to Cremonese, 4-0 to Spezia, 4-0 to Fiorentina. I think against Fiorentina, 4-0, it flattens them a little bit. I think Fiorentina should score at least 1, but Fiorentina can't score at the moment. It's a great defensive record. At home, they score a lot of goals, 16 goals scored in 6 games in all competitions. But the good news for Sarri is it's not just Immobile scoring. Now the goals are popping from other players, Zaccagni, Milinkovic, of course, Vecino, Luis Alberto. So, you know, obviously you can be sure Immobile is going to contribute, but there are other sources of goal as well. The thing with Lazio is that, as we said before, we know they were going to improve. The second year with Sarri, normally teams get better. is a very direct team. It's not quite Sarri ball, actually. They do go through the middle a lot. Actually, they're third from bottom for possession in the opposition half. So they are very direct. You know, they don't keep the ball that well, but in the opposition half, but they're effective. And, you know, but they're in form. They've got players that are really doing really well. You know, if De Bruyne is the king of assists in the Premier League, what about Milinkovic-Savic? I think he's like the 7 assists so far this season and gave another one with a back heel to Immobile. He's in really, really good form. But Udinese are going to come out fighting here and they're going to give Lazio a problem, I think. Both to score and over 2.5 goals, minus 109, 2 units.
And watch out on the Bet Rivers website as well if you're betting in players Daniele points out, because Udinese can turn things around late on. So yeah, if you're looking at some of the odds on the Bet Rivers website, potentially there is an angle in there as well. We've got a parlay to finish. This is part of our official lineup, official card this weekend. Yeah. And obviously Napoli, Milan going head to head for the Scudetto, in terms of the prices at least, because Napoli are plus 200 and Milan are plus 220. Obviously, Atalanta are currently second and might be top by the time that these two teams play. We've also got a third game in the parlay as well. So I'll let you talk us through the parlay. This is three teams. It's a treble for you. Starts Sunday, sort of early evening locally, through until Monday night. Daniele.
So Napoli-Bologna, I'm going to go for Napoli win, because at the moment, Napoli are the best team in Europe. And you've seen them against Ajax. They already qualified for the knockout stage of the Champions League. The way they play, the way they score, everything is almost coming out from the training pitch, textbooks almost. And, you know, they got the hunger. It just seems like they don't want to let other teams win or get anything away from them. 9 consecutive wins. Osimhen is back. It's going to give Bologna, team in transition, a few problems. Milan win at Verona, because I think the results against Chelsea, they don't make Milan a lot of justice. I think the game against Chelsea was gone before it even started, with a sending off. Milan did okay. Against Juve had a good reaction. But now against Verona, a team that, by the way, has changed the manager, sacked Cioffi. I don't understand why. I don't understand what Mori could have done, and got Lopez. I think Verona, they're going to struggle. They conceded in every single game this season. Milan might scrape it, but they're going to win at the Bentegodi. Last season, they went there and won a very important game in the race for the Scudetto. And then the last one is the Monday game, the Monday night, Lecce-Fiorentina, the Via del Mare. I'm going to go for a double chance here, 1x. So Lecce not to lose the game, because Fiorentina really are in a bad state. They can't score. They create so much, but they just can't score. Lecce score more goals than them. I like the fact that Lecce is a very fighting team. They score 1 against Napoli, against Roma, against Inter. Against Roma, they play with 10 men pretty much the entire game, and they still held their own really, really, really well. And Fiorentina going to play midweek as well. They got the game against Hearts in the Conference League. I don't think they are negotiating the two competition very well. So if you put them all together, Napoli to beat Bologna, Milan to go to Verona and win, and Lecce-Fiorentina 1x, double chance, you get plus 254. So it's a huge price, you know, plus 254. Half a unit is a parlay, is a three-leg parlay. It's the first time we did. Let's see how it goes. Plus 254, half a unit.
I think it's a really good treble. It's a really good parlay, because Napoli, Milan, as you say, Napoli in a great form. Just one word on Napoli. And Osimhen came off the bench, fit again, scored, took his chance. Daily Blind the mistake, of course, with Ajax. Does he start? Does he come straight back into the side, do you think? What's the rating with him at the moment?
The thing is, Raspadori and Simeone are flying. Raspadori scored 6 in the last month for club and country. Simeone comes out the bench and score. But Osimhen gives you something different. He can stretch defenses. He's a more of a physical presence, and he's quick. You know, he can also help Spalletti's pressing. Is he going to start? I think he will. I think he will start. You know, there is a normal rotation in Napoli side. And, you know, having all the front three available is a great opportunity for Spalletti to start Osimhen, of course. And yeah, I'll just stick to the 4-3-3 that is working so well.
Be interesting to see. Napoli to beat Bologna, that's Sunday, 6 p.m. locally. Milan to beat Verona, which is a little later on the Sunday. And we're going to go home and draw. We've got that for us for Lecce against Fiorentina. It's a really good treble. That's Monday, 8:45. Let's hope that we're still going for it on Monday. Daniele, brilliant podcast this week. Really looking forward to your selections. Thanks for your company. We will speak again next week. We've not got a midweek card, have we?
No, we don't. We're back next Thursday. Yeah, we've got a bit of break. No midweek games for a bit. I mean, it's good for the players as well. But we'll be back next Thursday.
Perfect. Many thanks to Danielle. Many thanks to everyone who's watched and listened in over the course of the last 25 minutes or so. Make sure you cross all of the Bet Rivers podcast at Because We Win. Bye for now.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Serie A on the Bet Rivers Network.